We are here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in the middle of the desert. And look who I found, Gene Chatsky. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a busy couple of days.
I bet. Well, you're the master of ceremonies, the host.
I've been moderating and learning so much.
I bet.
It's been a really interesting mix of inspiring speakers. You mentioned Michael Phelps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everybody was blown away by him. And also how generous he was with his personal story. Mm-hmm. But Beth Comstock from GE, Jaron Lanier, I'm going to mispronounce his name, who is talking about the future. And I mean, it's just been really fascinating.
I like how they bring in the outside folks from outside the industry, mm-hmm. and then they connect the dots to credit unions. Yeah. There's always kind of that call to action. Okay, how can we apply this to a credit union or a credit union leader? And so to further our movement. Exactly. So is that what you're finding as well?
Or? Yeah, totally. It's been big picture in the morning, mm-hmm. and then let's get granular in the afternoon about payments, about platform thinking, and just, you know, in general about moving into the future.
Yeah, they always have second to none content here for sure. And you're a big part of that too, because you spoke last year, right, as well. So
I moderated one day last year.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, because we got to hang out for a little bit as well. That was fun. In your neck of the woods, in your town. So that was fun. Hey, let's talk about a little digital transformation here. So do you believe that credit unions are positioned for this transformation, or what's your take on all that, knowing the credit union industry like you do?
I do, and I think the cooperative nature mm-hmm. of credit unions with partners like Co-op mm-hmm. actually is what it's going to take to move into the next decade, century. You know, it's very clear that a lot of this transformation is really expensive, and so partnering as credit unions have already done mm-hmm. with the shared network and shared branching mm-hmm. it's going to take more of that to move to the next phase. But I think I don't think there's any argument about that. I think everybody's well aware of that.
Well, what I'm seeing is out there, and I've talked to various people in the industry, is about how spoiled or savvy consumers are now with Amazon, and we all kind of have to take our game to that level in order for the consumer to be happy, because everyone's expecting the same experience no matter where you go now, and credit unions are falling into that as well. So are you finding that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We want it. We want it now. We want it to function properly. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be let down in the middle of a transaction. We don't want to be surprised by potential fraud. Our expectations are through the roof, and mm-hmm. I do think you can thank Amazon for that. You can thank
good or bad. Thank
you. Click ordering, right? Mm-hmm. How much easier could it be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm finding that people are like bypassing the trip to Target to get the paper towels that will be on your doorstep in 2 hours from Amazon. So that's what?
Because it sounded strange until we realized how possible mm-hmm. it was, and mm-hmm. and the fact that sometimes it's not even more expensive to, in a way that you have to trade time for all that convenience. You can often get the convenience without having to pay significantly.
Exactly. And you're like the expert of all experts of finding things like that, you know, because I get your newsletter every week, and I'm like finding all these really cool ideas and practical tips on all stuff financial. So it's really neat that you provide that as well, and I'm hoping a lot of people here get your newsletter as well.
Well, I hope they do. Yeah, This Week in Your Wallet, which mm-hmm. you know you can mm-hmm. sign up for at GeneChatsky.com. Mm-hmm. And I hope that a lot of people here are listening to my podcast.
Her money.
Yes, so indeed. We are really trying to spread the word about that.
Yeah. How many episodes are you in now?
110.
Look at you. You crossed the 100 mark.
We did. We're 2 years in. And so exciting. And one of the interesting things about being here is I am stealing from this lineup for podcast guests. Yes, I absolutely am. So we've been sort of quietly booking people behind the scenes.
I won't tell anybody.
I just did.
Oh, yeah, maybe. We'll cut that out. Any favorites on your show that stand out?
Boy, so many.
And there's so many, obviously.
So many favorites. Brené Brown was just an amazing interview. Gretchen Rubin has been on a couple of times. Love talking to her. Who else lately? We had the founders of a company called The Quilt, where it's kind of like WeWork, but in people's homes. They're building a community where you go to somebody else's house to work, and there's a small membership fee. It's a little cheaper, but you get the community, and you also get some shared collaborative events and things like that. Just fascinating.
Somebody's house? Is it kind of like a Airbnb for work or something like that?
That's exactly what it's like. And it's they raised some venture funds, and they're going great guns. So that was a recent favorite.
Okay. I think the more appropriate question is, like, what have you learned from doing your podcast? Because I'm sure, I mean, talking to people, I mean, doing this, I learned so much. But what have you learned?
I learn something new every week. I actually learn a lot from the questions that our listeners asking. We get hundreds of questions. And so that gives me a real indication of what people are thinking and what they're concerned about. I've learned a lot about mindfulness. We've had a couple of mindfulness experts on, and those shows have done really
well. What do you mean by mindfulness?
Meditation.
Oh, okay.
And learning how to, we're so busy. I mean, as you know, we're all so busy and so attached to our devices. And as we heard this morning, it doesn't make us any happier. But if we can separate a little bit, focus, and sort of tune in to who we are and what we need, and and learn to be present in the moment, that's really, really helpful. And I've been trying to do a little more of that.
Right on. Should have some credit union people on your show.
Yeah.
Maybe we can book those for you as well.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of good knowledge out there. Let's get back to banking a little bit here.
Sure.
Competition in banking is coming from so many different angles. We talked about Amazon already, Apple, Google. Is this Venmo? Oh my gosh. I mean, the list goes on and on. SoFi, all those things. So is this a threat to credit unions, or is it maybe a positive thing of kind of giving us a kick in our pants and getting us moving?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I don't think it's necessarily a threat because I do think what I've seen in the research is that the human touch is more important than ever before, and surprisingly to millennials as much as to boomers and the greatest generation. So that is, I think, a real positive for credit unions. As far as the SoFis of the world and the Venmos of the world, these new technologies are going to... they're going to be the rising tide that lifts all boats. They're going to force credit unions and banks to bring their A game if they want to stay competitive.
I was going to, our consumers, are they willing to bank with like a social media or an e-commerce giant? I mean, they've already built the trust maybe?
Well, according to today's speaker, not in huge numbers yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, is yet the key word there?
I think yet is the unknown there. You know, it's not, we are more concerned about privacy and security and the safety of our money in these data era, data breach, you know, laden times. We want our money somewhere where it's safe, where we get FDIC protection, where we know that the payment systems are going to run and not go down because of some glitch. And so I think that's an unknown. I don't think we are sure yet whether people want to bank with Google.
Right, right.
Because Amazon's already like partnering with a couple of banks out there doing various things, so that's the step. But they're not going to be a bank.
Services, yeah. But not necessarily becoming the bank. And mm-hmm. I think that's another thing that I've learned over the past couple of days, mm-hmm. that it's not that we're going to be out of jobs, it's that the jobs and the tasks are going to be different, mm-hmm. and some mm-hmm. tasks will go away, mm-hmm. but there will be others to replace mm-hmm. them.
Yeah, we had.
I heard a collective, like, today when Thomas, our first speaker of the morning, said car loans are going away. And the audience, because
our bread and butter,
big business mm-hmm. for credit unions. And then he quickly took the stage after he was done and was asked a question about that, yeah. and pointed out, well, there are a lot of drones, and those drones are going to need to be financed too. You know, it's not necessarily that you won't have anything to finance. It's just that you might have to finance mm-hmm. other things.
I'm so glad you said that, because there's a credit union in Texas that has a drone loan program
yes.
already. I think it's Texas, I can't remember, it's Texas something like that.
Yeah.
But I did a story, I interviewed them about it,
go.
And it was like, are you kidding me? But hearing you talk about it and seeing the prevalence of that technology out there now, I get it.
Yeah.
Totally get it.
Exactly.
Very cool stuff. Anything else to add here, Jean? I always love having you in the studio lounge, as
no,
we call
thank
it.
You
but
for having me. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Anything else you want to plug as well?
Oh my goodness. Gratuitous plugging.
Of course.
No, I'm good. You know, if we could get people listening to Her Money and subscribing
sure.
to the
sure.
newsletter, that would be
okay.
awesome.
We'll put the links in the show notes so people can get right to it.
Jean,
always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Enjoy, keep up the good work, all right?
Thank
good
you.
Job. Well done.